From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry wraps up a visit to Geneva. Kerry said the United States and its partners are discussing several proposals to stop the violence in Syria.
And now we are very much working and focused on the question of restoring the cessation of hostilities to the remaining areas where it's been disturbed, but particularly to Aleppo.
News agencies quoted U.S. officials who requested anonymity as saying the United States is considering mapping out safe zones that would provide refuge for civilians and members of the moderate opposition. There was a tense calm Monday in Baghdad. Protesters who stormed the international zone on Saturday largely toned down their demonstrations and drifted out to celebrate a Shiite religious festival. Protest leader Muqtada al-Sadr vowed he would return Friday to call either for a change in the government or new elections. U.S. Navy head Admiral John Richardson says the United States and Russia need to normalize their relations in the Baltics to avoid possible dangerous encounters between Russian planes and U.S. ships. He told reporters at the Pentagon Monday, recent close encounters in the Baltic increase the chance for what he calls a tactical miscalculation. For the first time in decades, a U.S. cruise ship has docked in Havana, opening another chapter in revived U.S.-Cuban relations. The Carnival Cruise Line's Adonia and its 700 passengers left the port of Miami on Saturday. The Adonia will sail to Havana twice a month. Regular air service between the U.S. and Cuba is expected to resume later this year. This is VOA News. Venezuela's opposition says it has delivered a petition to election authorities calling for a nationwide referendum to remove President Nicolas Maduro from office. The opposition Democratic Unity Roundtable said Monday it has collected 1.85 million signatures, more than nine times the number needed to launch a referendum. The party blames the policies of President Maduro for food and medicine shortages, increasing inflation, and frequent power cuts. Authorities in Kenya have arrested the owner of a building that collapsed Friday in the capital, Nairobi, killing at least 21 people. Rescue workers say dozens of people who lived in the apartment complex are still missing. Officials say they have detained building owner Samuel Kamau and that he will appear in court this week. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump faces a crucial showdown in the Indiana primary Tuesday with his closest rival, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. A Trump victory in Indiana would likely put him on the path to clinching the Republican Party's presidential nomination. The latest NBC News Wall Street Journal Marist poll has Trump with a 15-point lead in Indiana. On the Democratic side, the latest polls give former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton a small lead in Indiana over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. The activist group Greenpeace has leaked classified documents about the trade agreement being negotiated by the United States and the European Union. Greenpeace says the documents show corporate interests are being given preference over environmental and consumer safety concerns. Giorgio Riss is the Greenpeace European Unit Director.
Our initial assessment from these chapters is that the EU, in relation to environmental protection, public health, product standards that are relevant for consumers, has a fairly bad position, and the United States is much worse.
The activist group released the documents in Berlin. The United States did not immediately react. EU Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström said, quoting now, many of today's alarmist headlines are a storm in a teacup, her words. She said the details in the leaked documents reflect each side's negotiating position and nothing else. Nearly every public school in Detroit, Michigan was closed Monday after more than 1,500 teachers called in sick. Teachers are unhappy about plans that could mean they would not get paid over the summer. The U.S. Supreme Court Monday refused to hear a challenge to Seattle, Washington's minimum wage law brought by the city's franchise business owners. The business owners argued the law requiring employers to pay workers $15 an hour is discriminatory, because it gives them the same deadline to phase in the higher wages as that of larger companies. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.